Hello. Feel free to take a comfortable position and let yourself begin to relax in your own way. Whether you're relaxing on the floor, on the bed, in a chair, just begin to let yourself sink into whatever it is that's supporting your body. And just letting your breathing get a little bit deeper and fuller, but still comfortable. Noticing with every breath in, a little deeper breathing in, noticing that you bring in fresh air, oxygen, energy that fuels your body. And with that out breath, imagine that you can release a bit of tension or discomfort or a bit of worry. And let that deeper breathing and the thoughts you have of fresh energy as you breathe in, tension and worry as you breathe out, be an invitation to your body and mind to begin to relax, to begin to shift gears, and let it be an easy and natural movement without having to force anything, without having to make anything happen right now, just letting it happen on its own, letting your body, giving it that chance by breathing, seeing what happens, your body can relax. Just by focusing on your breathing. That's right. From your belly, breathing in, noticing that rise as you're breathing in, the oxygen. And as you breathe out, notice how your belly falls. It's like a balloon. Just filling that balloon with that air. Your air, letting that balloon fill and then letting it release and just how it deflates. So you can come back to taking a few deeper breaths whenever you feel like relaxing even more deeply. But for now, let your breathing take its own natural rate and its own natural rhythm, and simply let the gentle movement of your body as it breathes, just allowing, let the gentle movement of your body as it breathes, just allowing that. Allowing you then to relax naturally and comfortably, almost without having to try. And noticing how, right now, how your right foot feels and how your left foot feels. Noticing that just before you probably weren't aware of your feet at all till I pointed them out. But now you can turning your attention to them, you can notice how they may feel, and noticing the energy, or what I sometimes also call the intelligence, that's there in your feet. And notice what happens when you silently invite your feet to relax and become soft and at ease. And in the same way, noticing the intelligence in your legs and releasing your legs. Energy flows where attention goes. As we're focusing, releasing any tensions in your legs, letting them respond in their own way, noticing any release and relaxation that happens without having to make any effort at all, just softening and releasing and letting it be a comfortable and pleasant experience. And you can relax even more deeply and comfortably if you want to, by continuing to notice the energy in different parts of your body, other parts, inviting them to soften and relax. Noticing how they can relax, how you are in control of your relaxation and only relax as deeply as is comfortable for you. And if you ever need to return your awareness to the outer world, You can do that by opening your eyes, looking around, and coming fully alert. So if you need to do this, knowing that you can, and then return your attention back to the inner world of your imagination. Inviting now the energy of your low back, your pelvis area, and hips. Focusing on those areas and allowing them to soften and release and relax. And your abdomen and midsection, chest and rib cage, without effort or struggle, just letting go and staying aware as you do. Now inviting the energy in your back and spine to soften and release, in your low back, mid back. Between and across your shoulder blades. Tension may be stored, just focusing, maybe breathing into those areas across your neck and shoulders, breathing in and then breathing out again, releasing any tensions, discomforts, or worries. Moving down now to the energy into your arms and elbows and forearms, through your wrists and hands, and the palms of the hands, the fingers and thumbs, down to those fingertips. Perhaps noticing any type of tingling in your fingers, hands. Noticing whatever it is you notice, and if you don't notice, that's fine as well. Now noticing the energy in your face and jaws and inviting them to relax, to become soft and at ease by opening your mouth a little bit, allowing your tongue to relax in the bottom of your palate, all the way to the back of your tongue. And as the tongue relaxes, mouth opens a little bit, allows jaw muscles to relax and release and let go. Even your scalp, forehead area, your eyes, eye muscles. And as you relax, just letting your attention shift from your usual outer world to what we can call your inner world, the world inside, that only you can see, hear, smell, and feel, the world where your memories, your dreams, your feelings, your plans all reside, a world that you can learn to connect with that can help you in many ways on your journey for healing, good health. So if you will now, just begin to imagine that you find inside a very special place, a beautiful place where you feel comfortable and relaxed, yet very aware. This may be a place that you visited before, sometime in your life, in your outer world, or maybe even in this inner world. Or maybe it's a place that you've seen somewhere, or maybe it's a brand new place that you haven't visited before. None of that matters, as long as it's a very beautiful place that feels inviting to you. Feels peaceful, safe, and secure. A place for healing for you. Feels good for you to be in. So let yourself take some time to continue exploring this place and notice what you imagine seeing there, feeling, smelling, perhaps tasting. Connecting with your senses in this very special place. That's right. Just Just connecting to a sense of peacefulness. Just maybe a temperature that you're feeling, or the fragrance, or a combination of what you're seeing and feeling supported by, that you're connecting with. Perhaps you have a sense of what's sacred to you and what supports you in your life. It doesn't really matter exactly what you find healing here or whether you can identify it specifically, but letting yourself experience whatever healing is there for you, and simply relax there, and know that while you relax, your body's natural healing systems can operate at their highest efficiency without any distraction and without any needing to be told what to do. The same built-in abilities to heal wounds, to repair injuries, to eradicate infections, and to destroy cancer cells that have been with you all your life can now function at full capacity without any diversion of your precious energy. So while you relax your body can take advantage of the time to fuel its ability to heal. As your muscles relax, your blood flows in all the right places, bringing your immune defenders to every place they are needed, and allowing them to efficiently and specifically target any cells that no longer belong to the healthy you, engulfing them and removing them, to be eliminated whenever you release what's no longer healthy for you. With your out-breath, with your stool, and urine, even with your sweat, just to be eliminated. And as you're breathing in, you're energizing yourself with fresh air and oxygen, nutritious and healthy food, with thoughts that bring you strength and courage and even joy. So just letting yourself rest in this healing place for a while. As you are enjoying this comfortable state of relaxation, feel free, if you'd like, to invite an image for any inner support you have to be with you. An inner healer, perhaps, or images of people that are genuinely supportive of your healing, or of whatever spiritual forces support and guides you. Ask for their help in beginning to imagine that the radiation treatment you will receive will work in the very best possible way for you. Before your treatment begins, focus on any area of your body through which the radiation has to pass to reach the tumor cells. Imagine some ways you're sending love and healing energy to those tissues. Just imagine in some way sending love and energy to those tissues. And ask the healing abilities within you to protect and care for these tissues, especially well during your treatment. There may be an image that comes to mind for how these cells can be protected and supported during treatment. You may imagine that the healthy tissues are protected by a shield or protective wrapping, a spiritual force or force field or energy that you may imagine placing there. And if you can, wall off and protect any healthy tissues in your body while the radiation kills any cancer cells or tissues. Or maybe there's another way that comes to you to imagine this: walling off, protecting the healthy tissue while the body goes through this radiation of killing cancer cells. And then imagine that the powerful radiation That energy can focus and concentrate exactly where it is needed, directly in any cancer tissue or tumor, killing them rapidly and effectively and completely. You might imagine the radiation as energy rays or whatever form of focused lethal energy. You might imagine cancer cells or tissues exploding, imploding, melting, shriveling, drying up, clutching their dark little hearts, or dying in any other ways. Maybe like villains do in movies. And maybe you have another image, and that's even better. Just imagine the radiation doing what it's meant to do, destroying cancer. Imagine that happening any way you imagine it, but doing it thoroughly and completely. Imagine it working exactly as you'd like it to, concentrating on eradicating the cancer and leaving the healthy cells alone. Next, after the radiation has killed all the cancer cells in that area, you can imagine a vigorous and aggressive response from your immune defense system. You can imagine billions and billions of immune cells, killer cells, swarming into the area and wiping up any remaining cancer cells, any debris, chemical residue of the battle, and reestablishing a healthy, controlled, well-organized environment into which healthy cells can once again grow. And if it's not a battle per se, whatever it is, it may be just in a loving way that it cleans it up, sending love, caring, as it removes any remaining cancer cells. Whatever it is that works for you, just cleaning up what I call that neighborhood and making it safe once again for good health. Imagining that there are many hundreds of thousands, as many immune cells, hundreds of thousands as many immune cells as cancer cells, because there are, and that they can easily identify and overcome any remaining cancer cells. And imagining those cancer cells as just gone, deceased, weak, badly injured, dazed, disorganized, completely vulnerable to the aggressive and highly motivated immune cells. And because they're damaged, they leak and give off chemical signals that actually attract the killer cells. So cancer cells can no longer hide from them. Give your immune defense system a cheer, a hug, thankfulness. Let them know how much you're behind them. And maybe there's a sound that you want to just let ring clearly to them. Maybe there's some other music or something else to convey a communication. But imagine they are efficient, aggressive, and without hesitation removing again any cells that are not functioning in healthy cooperation with their neighbors and their function in the whole body. Lots of energy goes into this. Imagining your immune system will remain strong and powerful throughout 24 hours a day, waking or sleeping, and that every time you check in on them, supporting them this way, it encourages them. Taking some time to notice what it feels like to have these powerful combined forces on your side, your immune defense system. Now, moving forward, imagining you in the future, sometime in the not too distant future, when your radiation treatment is all over and you've had the very best outcome you can imagine, you're once again doing the things that you enjoy with the people you love to do them with, enjoying a restored sense of good health. Imagine you're feeling very good about making the best use of your treatment, getting the very best results from it, having the treatment work just the way that you imagine it working, and feeling very good about it. And now, again, imagining moving forward year after year, forward, the future. Perhaps one of those calendars where the pages fly off the wall, visiting your doctor from time to time, your doctor examining your tests, your body, and smiling, giving you good news. Both you and your doctors feeling very good about the successful treatment you received. seeing yourself as far into the future you'd like to imagine yourself doing these things that are meaningful and enjoyable to you, feeling very grateful you're able to get good treatment, make the very best use of it, feeling a lot of gratitude. Just getting that image of yourself as you'd like to look and feel and be in that healthy you. And when you're ready to return your attention to the outer world, silently again express any appreciation you might have for having a special healing place within you and for being able to use your imagination in this way and for the healing capabilities that you have built into you by nature and for the radiation and other treatments that are helping you remove this cancer. And when you're ready, allow all the images to begin to fade, go back within, and knowing that healing continues to happen within you at all times, 24 hours, 7 days a week. And gently, please bring your attention back to the room you're in, feeling supported by the chair, the bat, the bed, the floor. Bringing yourself back with you, anything that seems important or interesting to bring back, including feelings of comfort, relaxation, or healing. It's happening on the cellular level, molecular and neurological levels. When you're all the way back, you can gently stretch, opening your eyes, taking in the light from the room. Just noticing how you're feeling. And that you again can come back to this place anytime that's needed, to your own special inner healing place. And I wish you the best in your journey forward. Thank you.